This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Vocabulary. I'm Catherine.
And I'm Finn. Actually, Catherine, sorry I'm late.
Yes, you should be.
It's taken me forever to get here.
I know.
The bus took hours.
Oh, did it really, Finn? Mm. Yeah, but you usually take the train.
I know, I missed it today.
Sorry. Okay, no problem. Because actually, Finn, you have introduced today's topic with the words take, took and taken.
Yes. Yes. Irregular verbs.
That's right. Mm. And today we're going to look at three different groups of irregular verbs. So let's start by listening to Mike and Neil's conversation. And poor Mike can't find his phone.
Oh, no. While you listen, think about this question. How many times has Abdullah rung?
Have you seen my phone, Neil?
Well, I haven't taken it.
I didn't say you took it. I just said, have you seen it?
I saw it on your desk this morning.
I can't see it here. I've got to ring Abdullah. He rang again today. He's rung me 5 times this week.
I'll ring it for you. I'll just get my phone out of my pocket. Ah, this is your phone. You put it on my desk by mistake. So, where have I put my phone? I always put it in my pocket.
So, we asked you, how many times has Abdullah rung this week?
And the answer is 5. He's rung 5 times this week.
Ring, rang, rung. So, the past simple of ring is rang, and the past participle is rung.
There are several irregular verbs, like ring, with different forms for the base verb, past simple and past participle.
Mm-hmm. The verb take, for example, which we had earlier, is one of them. Listen out for it in this clip.
Well, I haven't taken it.
I didn't say you took it. I just said, have you seen it?
I saw it on your desk this morning.
I can't see it here.
So the verb take changes to took in the past simple.
And taken is the past participle.
We also heard see, saw and seen.
3 different forms again. See is the main verb. Saw is the past simple.
And seen is the past participle.
Other verbs that follow this pattern are write, wrote, written.
Break, broke, broken.
Speak, spoke, spoken.
And choose, chose, chosen.
Good. Now, in the clip, we also heard say and said. And the verb say belongs to a different group of irregular verbs.
Yes, verbs in this group have just 2 different forms. For example, with say, said, said, the past simple and past participle are the same.
Other verbs in this second group are
tell, told, told, have, had, had, lose, lost, lost.
Meet, met, met. Find, found, found.
Very good. Now, in the third group of irregular verbs we're looking at today, all 3 forms are the same.
Listen to this clip and see if you can spot an example.
Ah, this is your phone. You put it on my desk by mistake. So, where have I put my phone? I always put it in my pocket.
So, we had put, put, put. All 3 forms are exactly the same.
That's right. And other verbs in this group include cut, 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 let, 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 and shut, shut, shut.
You're listening
to bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're talking about 3 different groups of irregular verbs. In one group, the verb is the same in all 3 forms, like put, put, put.
In another group, the verb is the same in 2 of its forms, like say, said, said.
And in the 3rd and biggest group, all 3 forms are different, like take, took, taken.
And now it's quiz time. Question 1. What are the 3 forms of the verb shut, as in shut the door?
And the answer is shut, shut, shut.
That's right. Number 2. What are the three forms of the verb find, as in find some money?
And the answer is find, found, found.
And number three, which of these verbs is different in all three forms? Is it A, have, B, choose, or C, let?
And the answer is B, choose, chose, chosen. The others are A, have, had, had, and C is let, let, let.
And that's the end of the quiz. Quiz, quiz. Well done if you got them right.
And now today's top tip for learning vocabulary. Most good grammar books and websites have verb tables, so find a good one, print it if you can, and check it regularly. Use a highlighter pen to mark the verbs that you find tricky or that you really need to know.
There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again soon for more 6-minute vocabulary.
Bye.